Joining us right now is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Dan, good afternoon on this beautiful day, and thanks for having me on again. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. So first thing, we've been hearing we're in the midst of a presidential election, early voting underway right now. How is that going in Brockton?
Yeah, unbelievable. With 12 days to go, I actually met with Cindy Hogan this morning, the elections commissioner for the city of Brockton. We actually have an early voting location at the Westgate Mall, inside the mall. We've used this location in the past. And she said there's about, on average, 250 people coming every day up there, which is a really high number compared to other elections. And then the actual mailed-in ballots is a high percentage of that as well. So I do anticipate a lot of people voting and continuing to vote before Election Day. And then we will be ready to have all the all the precincts and all the wards covered with election employees that day. It's really going to be, I think, a wonderful turnout in the city champion.
Now, something else I wanted to ask you. We've been hearing that there was an incident involving a Brockton police, a school police officer, and overtime pay. Can you tell us anything about that?
You know, it's a pending matter. It's a personnel matter. I would feel much better not talking about it. I know it's been reported, but it is ongoing, and it's involving the court system. So at this time, I'd rather not say anything.
Fair enough, Mr. Mayor. Now, there's also been some discussion about, speaking of schools and transportation, of course, that's been an issue. What's kind of the latest with that right now?
Yeah, I just actually had a Zoom meeting this morning with Priya Tihiliani, the superintendent of schools, Dr. Tihiliani, and also Troy Clarkson, Dr. Troy Clarkson, the CFO for the city of Brockton. So we are monitoring, the spending for transportation. The transportation audit is ongoing. We will be getting some results to see exactly what their suggestions and recommendations are. We've instituted some cost containment measures, but, you know, it is an expensive proposition. We have a large school district, and we have a lot of students that need bus transportation, both public transportation and private transportation. So, you know, it's an ongoing situation that the superintendent will be reporting back next Tuesday for a school subcommittee finance meeting. She will be reporting back to all members of the school committee to give some updates as we begin the process of beginning the budget preparation for FY26. It's actually going to be starting in the near future.
Now, you also took part in a celebration for BAT.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Lambert, the executive director of BAT, and his team over there are unbelievable. They actually have two buses that are electrified buses. One of the buses is retrofitted because it's their 50th anniversary, Brockton Area Transit. And as mayor, I chair the board of the BAT. They actually started operations in 1974. So, again, it's the 50th anniversary, and they were very fortunate to get some federal funding, some grant money to get electric buses to electrify some of their fleet, and they're going to continue to do that. But, again, Mike Lambert and his team, they're really hands-on public servants. Again, it's based in Brockton, but it's really a regional bus company. It goes all the way to Ashmont, and it's still free. There is a fare free still to use the BAT bus system, even going to neighboring communities of Avon and Abington, Stoughton and Easton. So I was really proud to be there that day. It was wonderful last week.
Now, speaking of things that will be celebrated, there's an upcoming Turkish flag raising.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Dan, and thank you, you always publicize it. You know, Brockton is a very, very diverse community. It's always been a city based upon people from all around the world coming and making Brockton their new home. But we never want to forget all the places around the world where they come from. So we continue to showcase flag raising. The Turkish flag raising is upcoming. We've had wonderful flag raisings. The most recent one was to celebrate Italian Heritage Month, and we actually had a wonderful turnout from the Sons and Daughters of Italy, and we had some Italian food. And, you know, last year we did the Turkish flag raising. The Consul General from Boston came. I don't know if he'll be joining us this year. But, again, as long as I'm mayor, I'm going to showcase all the diversity and the wonderful inclusiveness of the City of Champions.
Now, that day there's also going to be a trunk or treat event.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm a dad of three kids, and, you know, Halloween's coming up. And, you know, from my perspective, anything we can do to help the next generation. So Trunk or Treat is going to be at the schools. We're continuing to do that. It's a system that's been in place for a very, very long time. And, you know, I know there's going to be other organizations providing candy to boys and girls in the city of Brockton. And I'll be walking around with my youngest doing trick-or-treating as well. So, you know, it's fast approaching, and it's going to be awesome. And as I told my son this morning, my costume this year is either going to be Hulk or Iron Man, Dan. So what do you think? Which one should I go with?
Well, Iron Man, I'm kind of an Iron Man guy, I got to say.
Okay, then that's it. You decided it for me. Thank you very much.
Well, speaking of, so I'm assuming that to mean that Halloween will be proceeding as normal in the city this year.
Yeah, absolutely normal. And, you know, we really encourage people to be safe because there's a lot of people that travel around the city vis-a-vis vehicles, and there's going to be a lot of pedestrians walking around going door-to-door trick-or-treating. So, again, if you're in the city of Brockton on Halloween night, please be careful if you're driving in a vehicle. And our police will be out in full force and effect just to make sure, out of abundance of caution, there's going to be some safety. But really, it's a fun night, and I can only hope the weather's going to be as beautiful as it is today.
All right, Mr. Mayor, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us, and we look forward to talking with you next week.
I'll talk to you next week. Have a good day, Dan. Thank you.